Spain's economy is growing again, but not fast enough to bring down a sky-high unemployment rate, and not fast enough to boost wages either. Spain, like the rest of Europe, has deflation concerns. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid.
Holiday music still pipes through downtown Madrid, where Luis Fernandez and his wife, Rosana Mateos, take their children on one last lap of a giant nativity scene before it's packed up for the season. Luis's New Year's wish is the same as it has been for the past 5 years. He's hoping for a better economy.
It's growing. Okay, it is growing. The figures say that, but it is very slow, really slow.
Spain's economy is out of recession, with about 0.5% growth last quarter. But everything is not back to normal for the Fernandez family. Luis lost his IT job last summer and then luckily got rehired, but with lower pay.
It's more or less 35-40% less than before. They sack you and they contract for less money because you have the need, because you have a family, you have a children to look after.
Pero bueno, tampoco hacemos grandes, porque somos, tenemos una vida sencilla, pero...
We didn't do a big Christmas. It was pretty simple, says his wife, Rosana. They're managing to get by on less.
That's because we organize the budget. For instance, we didn't travel during the Christmas holiday.
The Fernandez family is both experiencing and contributing to deflation. With lower wages, they're spending less, and that means falling prices across the Eurozone. Shops and restaurants are all scrambling to lower their prices and compete. At a nearby coffee shop, manager Irina Vovchina serves up café con leche to her regulars.
En de venta, 1.35.
A cup of coffee here cost about $1.60, she says. And we haven't lowered that, but we also haven't raised it for 6 years, she says. Normally we'd raise the price every year by 3 cents or so, but we're trying to keep our prices low. Irina says it's stressful. Her margins are tighter. Competitors are lowering their prices. She's not making profits like before. Although it's little consolation to Irina or the Fernandez family, deflation is actually making Spain more competitive. Exports are up and the recession is over. But with unemployment here still above 23% and wages falling, people are not optimistic about the future. Anti-austerity parties are challenging the status quo and are expected to do well at the polls this year in both Spain and Greece. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.